This is Q&A 301, Winding Your Way to XX. This is the brand new unfamiliar test, which is a repeat of the same one done at 200 words per minute. It's going to be longer than 5 minutes, so if you want to know when the 5 minutes is up, you'll need to look at your clock that you've placed on your monitor. The words to preview would be ex parte and Sarah and Jonathan. And as I said on the previous test simulation, I encourage you to write it real time and then to mark it by listening to the audio. Let's begin this now at 225. Ready? All right, let's move on. You say in paragraph 7 of your affidavit, I went to Ontario with my daughter because I needed support from my family. What type of support are you talking about?
Well, I don't have any family here in Alberta.
So emotional support?
Well, when you're in a situation where you're being abused...
Yes or no, please?
Pardon me? Can you repeat that, please?
Emotional support?
Partly.
Financial support?
Partly.
Did you receive any money from Jonathan in January?
Yes, I did.
How much money did you receive?
I think it was $25,000.
What did you do with that money?
I paid off some debts with it.
Do you have any accounting statements to verify that?
It was a family member, so I don't really.
Can you get a letter from your family member attesting that you spent that money there?
Yeah, and I also lived on it for about 3 months.
Will you undertake to get a letter from the family member regarding that debt that was owed?
Yes, I will.
So how much do you have left of that $25,000?
Oh, I have a little bit, under $500 right now.
$500 from $25,000?
Yeah, approximately.
So for the 3 months you said you lived on it, did you not live at your parents' residence?
I lived at my parents' house and then I came here. I lived in a shelter here for a while too.
Where did you spend the money to live?
It was at the YWCA.
Approximately what time frame was that?
It was during the week that Jonathan had our daughter.
How much is it there for a night?
It's over $200, plus there's food, and then I bought certain things that I needed. I came here with 2 knapsacks. I had basically nothing, so I bought a few things.
By the way, how much are these debts that are owed to these family members?
About $20,000.
Does Jonathan know about these debts?
Well, I would assume he would know about them.
What are your intentions with respect to getting a job?
What are my intentions? Well, to be honest, Jonathan said that he wanted an uncontested divorce at the beginning. And if I wouldn't have had to come back here, I probably would have been settled in Ontario and already have a place. I would have probably have employment by now too.
In paragraph 9, you state the following in your affidavit. I came back here because I wanted to commence divorce proceedings and needed to be resident to do that.
Yeah, what's the contradiction? I came back here, didn't I?
Well, you just said you would have stayed in Ontario and here's the...
No, you didn't understand what I said. I said that when I left, Jonathan told me that he... Like, when he called me in Ontario, I said I wasn't coming back. And he said, well, you can do an uncontested divorce there in Ontario. Well, I found out that I can't use the court systems in Ontario because I have to be there for 12 months. So I had to come back.
Why did you want to get divorced so fast?
Why did I want to get a divorce so fast? Because I really didn't want to spend more time in Alberta.
So when you were in Toronto, if that's where you were, how often would Jonathan phone you?
A couple times a week.
And then you said he tried to reconcile with you, is that right?
He was trying, yeah.
Did he inquire about the child?
Yes.
In paragraph 10 of your affidavit, you say that Jonathan wanted to be with his daughter for 3 weeks and that you thought moving her so soon would not be good and encouraged visits instead. Where is the child's home?
Where's the child's home? At this point, the child is in Toronto.
In January, where was the child's home?
The child was with me.
Okay, and you were going to Toronto for a visit and your intention was to come back?
No, I was not gone on a visit. That's what Jonathan assumed.
Why would he assume that?
Because he thought I was going to come back. Like the other time.
Did you tell him you were not coming back?
Yes, I did.
Did you tell him where you were going?
He knew. I mean, if he didn't know where I was, he wouldn't be able to call, would he?
When did you speak to him?
When did I speak to him? I can't recall every day.
Did you talk to him in February?
Okay, I'll explain the situation here. Jonathan was making phone calls. They got more and more harassing to both my parents and I. More and more threatening to my parents and I.
For what reason?
Why did they get more harassing?
Yes, what did Jonathan want?
He wanted me to come back.
Did he want the child?
He mentioned that the last couple of times, yes.
Why did you not return with the child?
Why did I not return with the child?
Yes, did you not offer access to your daughter?
Jonathan could have come any time and visited Sarah, okay? My father and mother can testify to that. He could have come. You know, at any point he could have come.
And why do you think he didn't come?
That's his decision. I don't know.
Are you saying he never told you?
Pardon?
Why didn't you bring the child back to Edmonton to be with her father?
I wasn't working and I didn't have my own vehicle. I can't be flying back and forth staying in motel. motels. Jonathan has a full-time job. He has a car. He could have come out. What's the problem with that?
Did you subsequently return to Edmonton?
Yes, I did.
Did you call Jonathan as soon as you returned?
I called him, I think, either the day after I got back or 2 days after. I can't remember exactly when.
Why did you come back?
I thought I made that clear. I came back because I was not able to use the courts in Ontario. I had to come back here to do my legal business.
Did you offer access to Jonathan?
Okay. What happened was I phoned Jonathan. I think it was a Friday night, and I said, did you want to see your daughter? And we had agreed to meet at the mall.
West Edmonton Mall?
Yes, West Edmonton Mall the following day, which was a Saturday, I think. And he was going to visit with Sarah. I talked to the counselors about it at the shelter, and they advised me if I don't feel safe that I should leave it until I get a lawyer.
So you canceled the access?
For 1 day, but they advised me that I should get, what is it called?
Legal aid?
No, not legal aid. Get like an interim custody order or something from the court or something. So then we would already have something set up.
Were you not aware of the ex parte order that was granted in your absence?
Not at that point.
Your parents didn't phone and tell you about that?
They didn't realize it until I think, I can't name a date here, but they didn't receive it at that point. I mean, they didn't receive it until quite a long time after that.
Paragraph 11 of your affidavit states the following. He was continuing a pattern of verbal abuse, of mental cruelty that had been going on since our honeymoon.
Yes.
Can you provide exact words of what was said to you?
Exact words from 7 years ago?
Well, a continuing pattern. I'm assuming from your honeymoon until you separated, there was a pattern of verbal abuse and mental cruelty.
Damaging. There was, yeah.
So what was said?
I can't quote a word for word. It was 7 years ago. That's not humanly possible.
So it happened 7 years ago and that's it?
No, it happened. That was the beginning. It started on the honeymoon and it's been a continual process over the 7 years.
So in the last 7 years, you can't remember anything he said to you that was abusive?
No, I didn't say that, did I?
I'm asking you for specific words that were said to you.
Okay, on the honeymoon, for example, during his advances towards me intimately, he would say...
Let's go off the record here for a moment. Well, we've reached the end of this. Pretty grueling with some pretty fast portions in there. I hope that went well for you. I hope that when you do the marking, that it'll be very fruitful. Over and out.